Hey, sitting in the garage, Big Jim O'Brien here, and our guest on the phone, Phoebe Wall Howard from the Detroit Free Press. Great article that popped up about the F-150, the Ram, the Silverado, the best three trucks ever built go to war. And I got to tell you, Phoebe, when I read this story, you had me thinking about it because I've been so intrigued. Someone here in the Motor City, but not just beyond Detroit, what's going on with what you would still call the big three here in the United States? And it is a war over truck sales and numbers and perception.
It's a war because there is an insatiable appetite for trucks today. A lot of publicity focuses on SUVs. People want utility, except trucks are changing the role they play in people's lives. They are no longer just for hauling. It is a lifestyle vehicle. It is comfortable. It is luxury. And when you consider the average price paid is $50,000, and people, many are comfortable paying $80,000 and $90,000, this is not your father's pickup.
No, absolutely not. I'm actually, I'm reviewing this week. It's funny, the timing of this is part of it. I have the 2019, the new Silverado, the RST version. And that is sticker. It's the all-star version. I think I'm at 53 driving this. But you're talking heated air-conditioned seats, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, four-wheel drive capability, four people, five people, six people comfortably in this stretch cab. Every bell and whistle you can imagine. And I think you and I were talking about it before we started recording this, too, that, Phoebe, the perception that it's just a guy vehicle is gone. That's just not true anymore.
It's gone. It was really funny. I've literally received love letters about their trucks from women, women who use their trucks from work, women who use their trucks for home. But women who will say, I wish people would understand that women have love for trucks as well. And it reminds me when I was back in Iowa reporting, when tractors were transformed into luxury, if you can imagine, incredible stereo systems, incredible seating and leather, because people were spending so much time in tractors. And so now you have that with pickups. And it is, the industry understands it. Many analysts understand it, but it is a transformation. It is growing. It's continuing to grow. And the more important issue, I think, is that it's such a huge revenue generator for the companies and all companies. It's not just the Detroit 3. You know, everyone's watching this. Ram is very aggressive. Ram is the one to watch making a play. You've got a new CEO with Fiat Chrysler that says Ram trucks are his top priority. And so that's something to watch.
What happened with Nissan and the Titan? I mean, they had the big launch and everything. And in the middle of all this, as we talk about, you know, Silverados and Rams and F-150s, the Titan seemed to me to just kind of and just disappear.
Never count out Nissan. Nissan is also watching the market, making good decisions. But really, at this point, people are looking at 1, 2, 3. You know, some car junkies and truck junkies want to talk about GM and Ford overall. But really, consumers look at those three specific trucks. Really, those are the only three. It's a fight for number two position. And it's funny when truck drivers send me their analysis on the three vehicles. They will say that a Ram is the attractive vehicle. They'll say that the Silverado is the one that has the best technology. And then they'll say that the F-Series is the one they trust to be durable. I don't know if that's what other people feel. I can tell you a lot of my mail says that. So the companies are working to change perception, and they're working to get these trucks into the hands of potential buyers who are just, these next 3 months are going to be really telling for 2018 for purchases.
It's interesting. And some of the stuff you're talking about, for me, you can definitely tell Ralph Gill has his DNA, his fingerprint on the Ram, the styling cues. And I mean that in the best way possible, because he's one of the most amazing designers in the world today. When you look at the new Ram, the styling cues. Yeah.
Like what?
When you look at your wheel wells, the front fascia on it, the way they've given that, and he's never denied it. He just kind of laughs about it. But you know that he's got his print on it, that they made the Ram. It was really looking dated, and obviously it was time for a refresh. But the new one to me just looks so much cleaner than the old model.
Let me tell you something so strange that one buyer, she's a Ford buyer, but this is what she said to me, and it was one of the weirdest consumer comments I'd heard. I asked her why she's so loyal to her truck. She's high income, she's white collar, and she said to me, because it doesn't just make me feel safe on the road, that having a truck makes me feel safe for my family. If we have a crisis, if we have an emergency, if we need to escape, this is someone who lives in the Midwest, not California, not on the East Coast during hurricanes. But she said there's something about a very large vehicle now that brings a safety component to my family in case of emergency. It can get us where we need to go, and we can stay in it safely if we need to. I'd never heard such a thing before.
I haven't either, but it's true. I mean, you know, here in Michigan, we always did the running joke in Michigan is wait 5 minutes and the weather will change. But the seasonal stuff that we've dealt with already, and we're only in the beginning of October, the heavy rainstorms, the flooding, and, you know, well, what we can expect. Yeah, that vehicle, I mean, all of them, I had the F-150, the diesel. I was getting 33 miles a gallon with an F-150, which had room for six, all-wheel drive, and you know it's comfortable. And it's durable and it was safe. You're right. You feel bulletproof when you drive around in these trucks.
Yeah, it's really changing. Like I said, the whole field. Now, the issue is obviously people are the most loyal to their trucks. It is the one segment that is the most challenging for industry to move. But based on recent movement and sales data, people are open-minded about everything. I mean, Ford F-Series owns the front top position, and we'll see if the Ford can hold that position.
You know, one of the terms that came out was fratricide when they talked when the Colorado came out. And then, you know, now we have the Ranger for Ford, but we really haven't seen that. It's not like it's, you know, Peter and Paul kind of thing where they're robbing each other. If anything, it just enhances their position with General Motors and soon with Ford of being a truck company.
Yeah, I think so. And the market is growing, exactly what you're saying. It's not a, you know, the companies talk about conquesting one another,
right?
But really the pie gets bigger. And it's not just about stealing, it's about growing. And that's what they're saying. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that just Ford, you know, is selling nearly a million trucks a year, and the others are coming up. I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing. And so the production is as fast as anyone can physically manage. I mean, it was interesting, and I know that GM doesn't put out the time and FCA doesn't put out the time, but Ford loves to say an F-Series pickup rolls off the assembly line every 53 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, we went to the had the presentation, their Forward meet, I think it was about a month and a half ago out in Dearborn, and when they started showing us not only how much they make per vehicle, but what they make as a company off each one of those trucks. What was the average price? 40-something thousand. And their
yeah.
profit line
Over,
was
higher.
Higher, yeah. But their profit line was insane. I mean, they're making more money than Apple off these trucks. So, yeah, the way they crank them out, if they could. I remember hearing something, too. I think somebody told me that as much as they like the Ford Raptor, they hate building them because they lose a cycle when they build one on the line. It takes them two cycles instead of one.
Oh, that's amazing. The other thing about the trucks is that they're holding value. I mean, unlike so many other vehicles, trucks really hold their value. I mean, you can have them for years and years. The other thing that's going up, not just the number of people buying trucks, but the amount of profit each company is making on each truck, that is growing with every reporting period. So the amount of money that people are paying to the companies on sheer profit is going up, and people don't mind. They don't mind.
And now we're seeing stuff, you know, we have, like I said, the diesels now. We're seeing more of those coming in. Silverado, you got a four-cylinder, you know, and people 5, 10 years ago, I've never put a four-cylinder in a pickup truck. I don't think people care because they know the four cylinders are going to be as powerful and as efficient as you need to pull most campers, RVs, couple yards of mulch in the back of the truck, whatever you need.
Not just that, I think the camera work, the high-tech camera work
yeah.
on the pickups is also changing their use, enhancing their use, making them more efficient. What we're watching, too, is the changing financing. This just was announced by all the economic analysts in the month of September. So 0% financing is down by half. It's the lowest it's been since the recession. So that will change how people are looking at financing. And you've got a number of economic indicators that will show tightening up. So people want their trucks. The ability to borrow is changing a little bit, but the way the lifestyle situation is evolving. And this is very much, I just recently reported a whole new niche market of garage remodeling because people's garages are too small for their trucks. And so you have a whole industry coming up now, not where it's literally to accommodate, to cut out the door size. They're retrofitting garages to fit these vehicles. They're cutting from the rear so you can fit a vehicle in deeper. And, this is a growing business all over the country.
I've never heard that. Makes so much sense. So we had to notch the steps in the garage so my wife could pull her Pacifica in.
That's exactly right. They're calling this now cathedral garages, not because they're fancy. That's the term. Oh my God. It's the term in the industry where I talked to an architect who said it's really insulting because people will say it's like a little kid's drawing where they want you just to, to punch out the back of your garage so just the nose of your truck can fit in. And the garage is literally wrapping around your truck nose. But the architects say this is what people want. They can spend $5,000 to $20,000 modifying the garages. And a lot of the work is done in these 3 months before New Year's in the winter months here in the Midwest. And then at tax season in other parts of the country, when people get their refunds.
Right.
But the idea that this truck and SUV, but truck, absolutely, this is having an impact in other areas. But also, municipalities are changing the openings of garages now as a standard because of truck size. So it was 7 feet. It's going to 8 feet. And I talked to a builder who's looking at 14 feet.
Good Lord. That makes sense, though, if you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. So in the midst of all this, we're talking with Phoebe Wall Howard from the Detroit Free Press. The article, which we'll post as well, F-150 Ram Silverado, the best three trucks ever built, go to war. Great read for anybody interested in this stuff, what's going on in our industry. Phoebe, so we know FCA is going to be aggressive with this ramp. Obviously, they got a lot riding on it. Like you said earlier in this conversation that, the head of the company has said, we got to win with this truck. We got to get out there. So I assume, are they going to go directly at Ford?
Yes.
Really? Yes. How do you market against an F-150? I don't even know how you do that.
Well, if you don't, F-150 has such a loyal consumer base. However, remember, Fiat Chrysler, just in recent days, passed Ford in terms of sales. That's notable. And the trucks are the driver. So this is something, again, the new CEO of Fiat Chrysler ran Ram. So their board of directors said, we are so impressed with your vision on Ram. We are so impressed with what you want to do to take over the market. We're putting you in charge after the recent death of Marchione,
yeah.
Sergio Marchione. So when you say, how do you go after the F-Series? It's a valid question. I think Ford is confident that they build a good product and people love it. But Ram, people are excited about Ram. And as loyal as people are to their trucks, people like to try new stuff. They like to try new stuff.
Well, and that, and it's one of those things that people dismiss when they hear it, but when you see it, that 12-inch monitor that they put in the screen in the Ram truck, the new one, once you drive a truck with that in it and you drive another truck, you go, I want that. I do. And I know it's the size of a Tesla screen. It's just, it is crack. There's so much information on it. And it was very functional to me, too. And it was one of those touch points where I'm like, I really, really, really want that in any truck. And having one in a Ram was pretty damn nice.
Well, it was the one thing that Mike Manley said before he took over Fiat Chrysler. He noted that Ram had 8 consecutive years of growth. And in 2018, they were setting an all-time record of more than 700,000.
Wow.
So the data is there. They know it's hard to penetrate. Ford is confident that after, more than 30 years, they're going to stay in the number one spot. But it's a fight. And so the pricing will be interesting to watch. There have been some dealers down in the South who have done 2-for-1 deals on pricing of trucks. And it's really quite astonishing to watch what's happening in the market. This is just hot. It's hot.
They talk about halo cars. People say the Corvette for GM and the Mustang and a Hellcat or a Demon. It's not true. It's these trucks. These are the halos. And like you said, the mindset on a corporate level as well. I mean, these are the ones. This is the one you got to win.
These are the money keys.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, we get the hybrids coming from the F-150s. And a little side note, I was thinking about this. You were talking about how, you know, we were talking about how FCA is going to go after Ford with the F-150. When I was at this presentation, the Jim from Ford made no bones about it when they showed us a far off photo of the Bronco, which was the first time I've really seen a picture of it. And then they took it off the screen in 3 seconds, but they let us see it. He said, this is the kind of vehicle that you don't have to go to Moab to drive. And I'm like, that's a direct shot at Jeep. Right?
It is a direct shot at Jeep. And yes. And so Ford is looking. I mean, one thing the consumers will say when they're surveyed privately by any company is they have a trust in Ford. So part of the Ford strategy, I think, is to build vehicles. If you love what another product looks like, Ford will keep you in the family and then try to mimic and improve what others are doing. Exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
It is, you know, Ford has said, you just watch and wait and see what we have to unveil. And frankly, when we ran photos with this story, I had a reader in Chicago call me yesterday, in fact, and say, why aren't you running photos of the Ford? You're running photos of Ram and Silverado. And I said, because we don't have photos of the Ford yet.
No.
They really aren't out in the same way. And so Ford is holding its cards. It's definitely under criticism for that in terms of pacing and cadence. But, you know, as the months go on, exactly what you're saying, there will be some reveals that will be quite interesting and really powerful.
And it is, to your point about Ford going after, you know, how they kind of do that. I mean, when just to get a little bit off tangent, but I don't think it's that much. Chevrolet, when we were waiting on the idea of the Trailblazer, that we thought, well, maybe they're going to go and do an off-road version. Well, not really. It's kind of an extension of their whole line with the Traverse and the Equinox. And it's a beautiful car. But it's not a Trailblazer in my mind. That's just me being grumpy old truck guy. But when I look at what Chevrolet's doing, you know, they've got their Colorado, they got their Silverado, which are great. But Ford, all these little tangents that they're going on, and then Jeep's going to have a pickup truck, right? The Scrambler.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's an amazing time, and I've never. And again, this is a great article you guys did, Phoebe. It's fantastic. It's a great read.
Thank you. Thank you. The response all over the country, the letters we've had, it's really. What I'm learning is either people have Jeeps or they want Jeeps. They have various trucks or they want various trucks, but nobody has no opinion on trucking. I mean, people, this is where America is. It's what America is talking about. And it goes to, it's a business story. As much as it's a fun truck story, it's about money and it's about the future of very big companies and jobs.
I brought home a Shelby GT350 to do a review on a couple months ago, Phoebe, and I had some neighbors come by and check it out, one or two. I brought home the new Silverado. I had four of my buddies come over to see it because they were curious about it. The passion in trucks, and you address this in the article, we can't underestimate it or devalue it because anyone who's in a business, any form of business in the world, wants that kind of passion for their product.
Well, I had a situation where I was visiting some people in Michigan, and I pulled up a truck, and the family said to me later, it was the greatest birthday gift I could give their father, that he could sit in this truck and just pet the leather, hold the handle, turn the I mean, he just said, just sitting in this new truck was such a beautiful, memorable experience. It would last him the entire year. It is the experience of simply sitting in it, feeling it, tasting it. You know, it's amazing what makes people happy, but that's where we are.
Fantastic. Phoebe Wahard, we could talk all day on this. Follow you on Twitter at Phoebe Said as well. And check this article out in the Detroit Free Press and actually all over the country. Like you said, so much going on. Stay in touch. Wonderful stuff. And there's so much going on that I want to talk to you about. So many things today. Even as we're talking, I get a press release from GM that they've teamed up with Honda to build self-driving cars. I'm like, what is going on in our industry? It's all over the place.
It's unpredictable. It's partnerships where you least expect them. And it is an evolution and a revolution. Stay tuned.
This was fun. Phoebe, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.